AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. Ukraine's president says those responsible for Russian atrocities in his country need to be held accountable. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani has the story.
Appearing remotely before the UN Security Council, Volodymyr Zelensky said through an interpreter he saw the Russian carnage firsthand in Bucha.
They cut off limbs, cut their throats, slashed their throats. Women were raped and killed in front of their children.
Comparing the actions of Russian troops to those of Islamic State militants.
The Russian military and those who gave them orders must be brought to justice immediately for war crimes.
In front of a tribunal like the one at Nuremberg after World War II, Russia says images of the atrocities in Bucha and elsewhere are fake, suggesting Ukraine staged the scenes. Sagar Magani, Washington.
On the battlefield, Ukraine's military says Russian forces are preparing for a new attack. NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg.
In the eastern and southern Ukraine, to try to take the entire Donbas and to create a land bridge to occupy Crimea.
Senator Mitt Romney is talking about his decision to back Ketanji Brown Jackson's nomination to the Supreme Court.
As a result of our meeting for an hour together and reviewing her testimony before Congress, I became convinced that she's within the mainstream. She's also highly qualified, intelligent, capable person.
He's one of three Republicans to have announced their support, along with Alaska Senator Lisa Murkowski and Maine's Susan Collins.
I obviously am delighted that they reached a very similar conclusion to mine in terms of the rationale, and that the judge will be confirmed on a bipartisan vote.
This is AP News. China's latest COVID-19 outbreak is apparently hitting hard. A city official in Shanghai says the situation remains extremely grim amid an ongoing lockdown of millions of people. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma.
Most of eastern Shanghai, which was supposed to reopen last Friday, has remained locked down, along with the western half of the city. Concern is growing about the potential economic impact on China's financial capital, also a major shipping and manufacturing centre. The commercial city recorded another 13,354 cases on Monday, the vast majority of them asymptomatic. China's sent more than 10,000 health workers from around the country to aid the city, including 2,000 from the military and is mass testing residents. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Stocks are lower in afternoon trading on Wall Street. Weakness in big tech companies have weighed down the broader market. Bond yields have jumped. I'm Ben Thomas, AP News.